Hi there. The word for you today is, just keep chewing. In 2 Kings 13 verse 18, we read he struck the ground 3 times and stopped. When threatened by the Assyrian army, Israel's king turned to the prophet Elisha for help. And Elisha told him to take some arrows, strike them on the ground, and keep striking them. But the king only did it 3 times and then he stopped. So Elisha was angry with him, and this is what he said. You should have struck 5 or 6 times. Then you would have struck Syria till you had it destroyed. But now you will strike Syria only 3 times. You say, well, what's this all about? Well, it's a story of partial victory, of what might have been if the king had just put more into it. You see, it's not just the opportunity, it's the attitude that meets the opportunity that determines the outcome. Look, God will give you chances to win, but it's your commitment that determines the size of your victory. Paul writes Ephesians 6 verse 7, serve wholeheartedly as if you were serving the Lord, not men. The clock meant nothing to Paul, because he was on a mission. Listen to him, Acts 20, verse 24. I consider my life worth nothing to me, if only I may complete the task the Lord Jesus has given me. You know, people of impact live with that mindset. So here's the question you need to think about today. Is your heart in what you're doing? Are you giving it your all? When Paul Hogan, who's portrayed in the movie Crocodile Dundee, when he was asked how he became successful, he gave a great answer. Here it is. And I quote, the secret of my success is that I bit off more than I could chew and chewed as fast as I could. You know what? That's great. Visions don't come cheap or easy. The bigger the vision, the bigger the price tag. So the secret of fulfilling your vision is, just keep chewing.